There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
So I was actually looking at this from the lens of PR na parang this was such a stain to AEW's PR nung nangyari to nung All In, di ba? May nag-away na naman, CM Punk, one of your biggest names. So to put that on TV and to incorporate it in kayfabe when it should have been something na binauna sa limot, isn't that a misstep branding-wise?
Yeah, but they already committed to it. I mean, okay, sure. If you're talking about the decision before they announced the announcement, yes, definitely not. It should not have gone there. But you were committed to it, so ito na yung plan dapat. If you were so committed to firing back at CM Punk, which is tama naman. I think only one person deserved to fire back in today's episode, and we'll talk about that in a bit.
This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to him.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey. This is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, Emil Nate all checking in on another regular Thursday live stream. It is our post WrestleMania live stream. How's it going, everybody?
Yeah. Finally got through it. Thank you to everyone who went to the viewing parties, whether it was in Skinny Mike's and or Hobby Stadium, and either one or both days. Thank you so much. I think I'm coming down with the sickness, like disturbed, but hopefully not.
Oh no!
But the money we made was worth it.
Emil, ilang pares ba ng Sabrina or Bookman yung mabibili mo?
I think a couple. You know, so
couple lang. I don't know. Emil kasi split the proceeds with his father, like a good son.
But if he did not, he would probably say more than a couple.
Yeah, but probably next week for my birthday, I will likely purchase two. So just watch out for that. So again, thank you to everyone.
Gift na ako sa'yo, eh.
Thank you to everyone who attended the viewing party. I know y'all made the WrestleMania view experience so much fun for me, even though nasa labas ako most of the time, but still, it's fine. It's my job. But again, thank you to everyone. And man, what a weekend that was.
One of these days, we'll find a way to finally get you in the house. But till then, we can. But thank you to everyone who came by. We apologize for the technical issues. Talagang... it's out of our control. We tried a different way in a second day, but it still happened. I think alam mo yun, third world internet just is the issue here. Third world rights here. But to those who still had a great time, and marami naman, despite the internet issues, despite the app issues, we really thank you for your energy. And then, syempre, may dinan may iwasan na an event this big may not be 100% perfect operation execution-wise. So for those who did not get the best experience, we apologize for also learning and improving. Hindi kami professional event organizers dito eh. So every event is a learning experience. Ika nga ng mga ating mga favorite NBA players. So
di lang yun. Isipin nyo na lang guys, after a little over 8 months, nasa Netflix na yung WWE Premium Live event. So yeah. Here's the hoping it'll be much better by then, right? Congrats to Ro, by the way, for getting glasses. Welcome to the club.
God. Going, getting old.
Another sign of aging.
Yeah, fucking
hey. Okay. Well, at least 2/3 of us here on the podcast have glasses and look smart. Speaking of looking smart, we want you to look smart because we've got quiz night happening as we celebrate our 10th anniversary on the Wrestling Podcast. So yan ang ating pasabog, ang ating pa-event on 4/20. April 20, it's happening on a Saturday. Gaganapin to sa Hobby Stadium. Doors open at 7 p.m. and tickets will be at 500 pesos per person. You can play as an individual. You can play in a tag team or in a trio. Pwede na kayong faction. However you want to play quiz night, pwede yan. And marami tayong giveaways. Among them, you've got the prizes you see right there on your
screen. Joke yan. Hindi ano yan. These are the legit, some of the legit items that we got from WWE Shop a few pasabays ago. So, hindi basta-basta random stuff yan. Nandyan.
Mm. So, we actually have a CM Punk t-shirt. It's at Rose House.
Yeah, I can get it right now.
The Rhea Ripley summer towel, as in pang beach towel talaga siya nasa bahay ko, along with that Cody Rhodes weight belt. There's a John Cena bimpo as well and an LWO armband. Our friends from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles have also pledged a Roman Reigns action figure and a Jey Uso Yeet t-shirt. Tapos may papremyo rin tayo from Hobby Stadium.
Yo.
So, ang dami nating ipapamigay for quiz night. So, we will see you there April 20, 7 p.m. sa Hobby Stadium. 500 pesos. Yung ticket nyo meron ng kasamang chicken skin from Hobby Stadium. So, may
really good.
Na kayo. Yeah. All right. So, we will see you then. Another announcement that we've got since we have your attention on the live stream is we're ready to open another Pasabay batch that is happening next week. Ang dami sa inyo nagsasabi na, please, take our money. Pasabay na. Now na. Ito na. Narinig na namin kayo. Pinatapos na namin WrestleMania. All right?
Yeah, it's easy for you to say kasi kami yung magbabayad muna. Tapos kami yung magbabayad after. So, yeah. We have heard the call. Quite a few people have come to us. May nag-message pa nga nung weekend. Kailan daw. But ito na. Just in time for the next event. I'm sure it's probably SummerSlam. Some people have already laid down their plans for SummerSlam. So thank you for that and thank you for this. So we'll open that next week on Monday. So tell your friends. Baka mag-ano sila. Baka may nialagnat sila kasi di pa sila gumagastos.
Mm. So if you're a patron, of course, you get preferential rates as part of the many benefits of being a patron along with these other ones courtesy of Emil.
All right, so it's been a while since I did this plug. So if you want to support the pod and experience the Wrestling Podcast on the whole, all you got to do is subscribe to our Patreon. It's at patreon.com/Wrestling Podcast right there below. Thank you, Jasper. The link right there. Like Stan said, you get preferential rates on the Pasabais. And also for the anniversary event. Like if you saw the poster earlier, if you're a patron, your may discount ka, so you'll get those preferential treatments as well.
Sa event, no,
event, and then so you also get to join in on our Discord where we talk almost every day, talk about things, reflect on some stuff, share tips, whatever. So
where we've built a parasocial relationship with all of you.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's a fun Discord, guys. It's a fun Discord. You got the review content of the weekly wrestling shows, courtesy of almost all of us. All of us write some sort of reviews now at this point. So you get to enjoy that. And again, by subscribing to our Patreon, you're supporting everything that we do here as, again, our podcast enters year 10. So, again, it's at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as $5.
I mean, sasabihin pala ako about the event, about quiz night. So, sa quiz night, nung huling quiz night, doon na namin nakilala si Mac. So, Mac came to that quiz night by himself.
Alone.
And alone. Didn't answer a single question right. I'm sorry. But he ended up being a wonderful member of our community. So, baka dito mamahanap yung tribe mo, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to seeing there for quiz night. Oh, right, last plug before we get to actual wrestling talk. Happy Row Noises for Blast TV.
Hey. Blast TV! All right, so I've managed to convert a few people over the past week. One is Lance, who finally paid money for something WWE related since you know a while back. That was another is someone from the Geek Talk PH group chat. So, legit to, guys, kasi ito na nga, you're wondering, where do you begin in the Triple H era? Where do you start watching? How do you watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT live in real time? Lalo na nung holiday, nung Tuesday, diba? So, ito, sa Blast TV, guys, because it's free for Converge and Globe at Home subscribers. If you have the internet, libre lang siya. Everyone else, it's 179 pesos. Super mura yan. And that is, you know, a small price to pay to be updated in the Triple H era, if you will. So, guys, Blast TV, WWE, before they take it away with Netflix, mas mahal for sure. So, you don't want this to leave. You don't want this to go away. So, prove to them that we are watching WWE on their platform. Guys, go check it out. app.blasttv.ph. Mama Rose.
All right. Okay, let's start off with some bad news na bumati sa atin pagising natin kanina umaga. We found out that Akebono or Akebono Taro, the great sumo champion, also the wrestler who faced the Big Show in WrestleMania 21, he has passed away at the age of 54. So, yung nangyari daw is heart failure while receiving care at a hospital in the Tokyo area. Yun yung sinabing statement ng kanyang family. We don't know the exact date of death kasi wala masyadong details and marami pang inasikaso yung widow niya before publicly announcing yung pagkamatay ni Akebono. So
yeah, Meltzer just announced earlier today.
So yeah, medyo biglaan. Well, you know, all deaths naman or most deaths are biglaan. Really sad that another member of the wrestling community has passed away. 54, still pretty young, and you know, I'm pretty sure it wasn't easy being 6'8" and like almost 500 pounds at the peak of his powers. But for those of you who weren't that exposed to Akebono and his work, he wasn't just a one-off sa WrestleMania. In fact, I think the WrestleMania gig started his professional career in Japan.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Diba? Yes. Where he went on to compete in AJPW among many other companies in Japan.
Yeah. The reason why we're spending time on this is because the deal with WrestleMania, the deal with Big Show no WrestleMania 21, that was pretty interesting. You know, it wasn't received well a lot because remember, it's weird. It's a sumo match in the middle of WrestleMania, but it did serve as the spectacle of that event. Diba? It was strange. It was different. And I think for a lot of Ruthless Aggression era fans, tumatak si Akebono, even though we didn't quite know what to make of him. So although he wasn't like a well-known entity among us WWE fans, he will be a part of our teenage years or childhood, however old you are. So rest in peace, Akebono.
Yeah. One last fun fact before we get on to the next one. See, Akebono wasn't actually ethnically Japanese. He was Hawaiian. So he came from Hawaii.
God damn it. Not again.
And you want him?
You know.
What?
No, I thought he was Japanese. Somebody said, Doc G said he was Japanese.
Japanese. No, he's not. He's Hawaiian. He was born at George Haheo Rowan.
You lied to me, Doc G.
It's the Yokozuna thing all over again.
Yeah, it is.
Another lesson to everyone. Please check your sources and double check and triple check. Say there. All right. Rest in peace once again to the late, great Akebono. Let's go on to something happier, something that was largely overshadowed in the mainstream WrestleMania week, and that was Mark Briscoe finally becoming a world champion. So he won the Ring of Honor World Championship 11 years after Jay Briscoe won his own Ring of Honor World Championship. This happened at Supercard of Honor, which is ROH's big event na which also takes place pag WrestleMania week. This one, of course, happened in Philly. So that leaves Eddie Kingston with just the New Japan Strong Openweight Championship. And now Mark Briscoe gets to walk around AEW with a shiny new world title.
Yeah, it's 11 years to the day is what they're saying sa lore niya. Tama, April 5. So tama, it's 11 years to the day. So that's pretty cool. I don't know how far ahead they planned that. I'm sure it was in the works for some time. But it was really awesome for Mark Briscoe to get his moment. And if you've seen the match, it was really, really fun. Talagang sadyang na-overshadowed lang siya sa hype ni Cody, which is also deserved. But, you know, these things are also happening away from the radar. And it kind of sucks then na ROH largely has to happen under the radar because it's ROH and it doesn't exist outside of Honor Club. And then they don't really talk about it. They didn't even hype it on AEW programming. So that's how swept under the rug it was. And it was such a great moment to watch, especially even if you know nothing about Jay Briscoe's original title win, if you know nothing about the Briscoe brothers, diba? The fact that, you know, Mark was fighting for his fallen brother was enough of a story to take it through.
Yeah, sobrang wild watching Dynamite earlier, and then they cut to a vignette backstage.
Yeah.
Mark Briscoe is hugging the ROH World Championship. I'm like, what the fuck? And I had to remember, oh right, naglaban pala sila ni Eddie Kingston, and he must have won. So that was how I found out that Mark Briscoe won the title.
Yep. Yeah.
Love this match. This is probably my third favorite match of the weekend, aside from Sami Gunther in the main event of WrestleMania. But usually the Supercard of Honor really gets overshadowed because it's under the Mania, Mania weekend. It's not really their biggest show. Their biggest show is, of course, Final Battle. But still, this was a big moment. I mean, Mark Briscoe, this was, I think, they've been planning to give the ROH title to Briscoe. I think as early as last year, nagkataon lang na Briscoe got injured. That's why. Yan lang nila ginawa to. The match was really fun. The match with Eddie Kingston, it was great. Nakita niyo naman yung mukha ni Mark Briscoe dugaan. So they had a war for the ROH World title. And again, that moment at the end where almost everyone on the ROH roster came out and celebrate with Mark, that was a feel good moment. And finally, after years and years, Mark Briscoe is finally a world champion, same as his brother Jay.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will stick within the AEW universe and talk about that segment, which aired that video containing that CCTV footage. All of that coming up after this break. But first, let's hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Parents, this is your cheat code to understanding your gamer kid. This is Keri Kita, guide for non-gamer parents. I'm Ray.
And I'm Joey, hardcore gamers, hardcore parents. Let's learn from each other. Dito, Keri Kita.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, let's talk about this. Let's put up the slide, babyface producer Jasper. Kanina nung AEW, they finally aired yung pinaplug nila for a few days na footage from All In. Of course, they were talking about that altercation between CM Punk and Jungle Boy Jack Perry. And I don't know about you guys, but this was just a huge L on a lot of levels, just because there was no way that anyone could win. Kasi, diba, I'm gonna borrow from yung pinag-usapan ng Masked Man show about this particular topic. Na if they actually aired this, someone would look incredibly petty. But if they aired something else, na parang nag-bait and switch sila, magagalit din naman yung mga tao na parang, oh, you promised us that you were gonna show the actual footage. So I don't know about you, but it looked like a no-win situation here. And they aired the footage to advance yung story ng Young Bucks and FTR. Na parang yung punto ng Young Bucks dito is that they were trying to show na CM Punk was such a patalo and everything. Then ina-associate nila with FTR, who are of course friends of CM Punk, naka-feud ngayon ng Young Bucks over the AEW World Tag Team Championships. So I guess to start things off here...
No. You can't tell it like that. You have to explain yung sinabi nila sa promo. So ang sinabi nila is that because it was ano, diba, yung finals of the tournament of that night, diba?
Yes.
So FTR lost that match. And then they blamed, the Young Bucks blamed yung in backstage incident to for further loss. And then the Young Bucks were somehow offended that FTR had the gall to offer their hands in respect. Tapos, yun yung issue nila, which is, I'll explain later. But Emil, go ahead, because I have a lot to say.
Honestly, there was no need for this segment. Like, I don't know why. And the footage itself changes nothing, at least on my end, because my feelings about it hasn't changed. I still think Punk was the asshole for starting the fight and was the asshole for attacking a coworker. And I think Punk pretty much already told everything in that interview a few days ago. So I think that's also why TK aired this, is to maybe combat what Punk said, but in the contrary, he pretty much proved Punk right. Nah, this is what happened, and ito yung nangyari, you know. So I think both sides have moved on. Before all of this, I think both sides already moved on. AEW has done well post Punk. Punk is having the time of his life in WWE. So we already talked about this incident so many times, and I don't know why we're talking about it again. And for what? For ratings ploy? I know they were clever in tying it up in the current storyline, but at the end of the day, it for me, it was a desperate ratings ploy. Yun yung lumabas sa akin. Yung pagka-interpret ko with the whole thing. So I don't know about you guys, but that's how I felt about it.
Yeah, interesting. I have 3 points to say about this, which if you were a patron, you would have already seen the Discord. But my conclusion first is that this segment had potential. It had actual potential to, you know, generate a lot of heat. I saw a way for them to win. People say there was no win, but there was a way to win. So first point is that Punk is the asshole, diba? No question about it, no doubt about it. You saw from the footage that he started it, nag-usap lang siya, then he started the physical aspect of it. So it's that thing that's never gonna go away. It's never gonna change. Good for AEW that they're never gonna change how Punk is the asshole. So it's extremely weird for fans defending Punk and respecting Punk for starting a fight. Kasi, oh, macho toxic masculinity. This guy started a fight. He does things. He handles things with his fists. And we like that about him. Same way y'all like that about Duterte, diba? Which, you know, I'm not afraid to throw out there because it's true. So if you are cheering Punk because of this footage, then you're fucking weird. I will just say, you're weird. You're weird, and that should not be the takeaway from this whole thing. And it's clear to me what kind of person you are if you cheer Punk because of what he did. Diba? They could have handled it like men, but they could have handled it maturely. Pero mainit ulo ng kuya mo eh. So he proved then that he was a liability. That part is true. Second part is... it was such a dumb way to get to the footage. It was such a dumb way to talk about the footage. It was a dumb way to set up yung playing of the footage. Like, okay, so FTR lost because they were distracted. So we're showing this as the reason why they got distracted. Who's buying any of this? Who is believing this? How does it even make sense? Okay, Fabe, how does this make sense in the good story? Diba?
Why did it take this long for anyone to say that this is the reason why they lost last August in Wembley?
I understand that they're probably, I can't remember if they're the ones clashing for the vacant tag team championships. Are they?
Yes.
Bucks and FTR?
Yep.
So that's why. That's the pretext here. That's the pretext here. So the third point is, how do you win here? Easy, by making FTR the ultimate punk ones. I'm the Young Bucks. I'm calling FTR equally cancerous to my company because they are, you know, Punk's number two and number three guys. Diba? These were the guys who kept enabling Punk. So yung training partners, yung riding partners. So the moment Punk left after got fired, the Young Bucks should have said that FTR should have been gone right out with him, because who else was going to defend Punk after that? Danhausen. It's going to be FTR. So they should have made the point that FTR did not deserve to be in AEW kasi, diba, it was their enabling and empowering of CM Punk that almost destroyed the thing that they were building, the biggest show in the UK and wherever. So they were just as much as liabilities because they were part of Punk's crew, his inner circle, if you will. So sayang, that was a missed opportunity. I felt like they didn't go there. If you were going to go there, if you were going to, you know, talk about a legal matter, you should have just went for the jugular, diba? Sayang yun. Instead, you get this weird story thread that hardly makes sense to everyone. That's why it fell flat. So, ano paki ko na distracted sila kasi natalo sila. Tapos ano yun? Ano paki ko sa handshake nila? So, what is that even? So, I felt like that was the biggest miss, and that's why now, because we are in the age of social media, at yung finocus ng mga tao is the discourse, and rightfully so, surrounding the feasibility, the viability of showing the Punk footage, the actual honest to goodness Punk footage. And now they fell flat. They look weird. They didn't do it right, so they look weird. So some people have asked, why did they do this in the first place? It's because they wanted to put FTR over. You take the segment that happened right after it, and you frame FTR as the guys who are saying, what the fuck are we doing here? Ano tong ginagawa niyo? Why can't we just fight? Why can't we move on? So they were the guys who were the voice of reason, and they were the ones designed to put designed for the segment to put over. So they did that part right. So I think Carlos said here in the chat na it was FTR's idea. I hope not, because that would be terrible at all. Pero new follow through maayos naman. But because yun nga, the viral thing is the viral thing, a lot of people will overlook that because it's a lot easier to dunk on the propriety of showing the footage. So yun lang, it's a huge waste. I don't think it was a clear loss. I just thought it could have been handled a lot better.
No, let me ask you this, Ro, from the standpoint of a PR practitioner, right? Because for those who don't know, Ro works in PR. I've also dabbled in PR myself. Yeah. So I was actually looking at this from the lens of PR, na parang this was such a stain to AEW's PR nung nangyari to nung All In, diba? May nag-away na naman, CM Punk, one of your biggest names. So to put that on TV and to incorporate it in kayfabe when it should have been something na binauna sa limot, isn't that a misstep branding-wise?
Yeah, but they already committed to it. I mean, okay, sure. If you're talking about the decision before they announced the announcement, yes, definitely not. They should not have gone there. But you were committed to it, so eto na yung plan dapat. If you were so committed to firing back at CM Punk, which is tama naman. I think only one person deserved to fire back in today's episode, and we'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah, sige. Speaking of firing back, hindi muna yun ang pag-usapan natin. Let's talk about someone else, that being Will Ospreay, who also fired back on Dynamite. So, pretext muna tayo rito. Triple H appeared on the Pat McAfee show nung WrestleMania weekend, and then Pat McAfee asked him about Will Ospreay. And then Triple H address the situation, saying something along the lines of, Will Ospreay, someone who's running from the grind, someone who doesn't like yung parang ginagawa natin dito, the schedule. He took the easier load. I'm paraphrasing what Triple H said. And then Triple H ended yung response niya by saying na kung hindi niya pala trip yung ganun, edi maybe hindi talaga okay yung fit. I'd rather not have him here. Something along those lines. So Will Ospreay gets 5 minutes of TV time this week on Dynamite, goes out there, addresses directly yung sinabi na someone told me that I was running from the grind, and then he defended himself, and then he alluded to Triple H and Stephanie McMahon's relationship by saying na someone was grinding the boss's daughter. So what do you think, Emil, about first, those comments from Triple H, since Will Ospreay was someone who WWE reportedly also tried to go after in free agency, and then those plans fell through, and then the subsequent response from Will Ospreay on live TV?
I think the Triple H comments were a little bit unwarranted, in my opinion, kasi it's an excuse. Eh. The things that he said were an excuse of why they didn't get these guys. Now, they didn't want this, they didn't want this schedule, so that's the reason why we didn't get them. Hindi lang naman yun yung for sure yung reason as to why WWE didn't get those guys. Like, I'm sure there's also another reason, or so many reasons for us to count as to why people like Ospreay, Okada, and Mercedes went to AEW. So, medyo ano yun eh, may tira din si Triple H dun sa sinabi niya eh. That's why I think Ospreay had the right to answer back, had the right to fire his own shots, but like Lendale said, was it necessary to say those words? No. But I do think he had the right to defend himself now, because Triple H just basically called him lazy. Now, they don't want the schedule, so they calling them the run in your word, in their words, like running away from the grind. So it's kind of like parang ano, di man sa insulting, but it's like you're saying that
it is insulting. Like no, it is. Say it is.
Okay,
what you
so
it is insulting.
So. He had the right to answer back, but I think that should be the end of it. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Both guys have fired their own shots. That's it. There's no more shots from this point on.
Yep, I agree. Nananahimik si Will Ospreay. He was out there doing his thing, and then Triple H suddenly takes shots. I'm a Paul Levesque guy, but this was pretty boomer energy from him. Now, okay, you didn't sign him, so now you take aim at his work ethic, and that guy busts his ass every time he's in the ring. He's done New Japan tours and last days on end, and you have the gall to tell him that he doesn't want to, put his nose on the grind. But so that's so unfair. Like, after everything he did, the fact that he chose an easier life to preserve himself for himself and his family and his loved ones. Come on, man. It lines up with previous comments that the Triple H character has made like years ago, a decade ago. But one would think, for being such a progressive leader in the locker room, he would know better than to say these things. I don't know if he was saying that in character. But no, may point si Will Ospreay, and I felt that he deserved to say his talk of shit. I don't care. He got 5 minutes. It was a lot more. It was a lot less than what the Bucks and FTR did together. 5 minutes is 5 minutes, and he got straight to the point. He was salty, and I thought he deserved to be salty because so many people talking shit about people they can't have, diba? So alam mo yan. This was the one person who deserved to fire back. You got disrespected, diba? So why would you not fire back? Especially when you weren't doing anything to that guy other than not signing with his company and giving him his money.
Eto, should he have done it on live television, on
that.
Dynamite?
Yeah. Talk his shit. Draw the ratings. Talk his shit.
Because Triple H also did it on a live platform. So.
Oh, so McAfee show, diba?
It was on the Pat McAfee show. It wasn't on a WWE episode of like Raw or SmackDown.
Still, he was on a public platform. He was he was on a broadcast. So yun pa.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about Tony Khan and his role in all of this. Because people are talking about AEW this week, and maybe for not the best reasons, but because of all of the buzz created by these segments, these things happening on TV. You can call it the pettiness, the drama, and all of that stuff. But at this point, is the juice still worth the squeeze?
Yeah, Carlo, he asked, was this the week to do it? What was he going to do? Wait 8 months to fire back a Triple H? This was the week to do it. Or else people will, you know, will call him things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry. To get to the question, Tony Khan. He needs a filter. He needs counsel. He needs counsel that he will actually listen to. And he needs to listen to counsel. Because yes, it's okay to fire back when you're being disrespected. But one, you got to do it properly and, you know, make it make sense. And two, you can't respond to everything. Lest you look like an idiot who fires back at everything. And I'm jeopardizing a whole bunch of employment opportunities that may or may not be real here. But with a boss like this, I'm not quite sure, you know, it's something worth looking forward to. But it's not a good look. Siempre, when you're justified, do it. But, you know, when not all bad publicity is good publicity, but it still has to be a pick and choose system.
Yeah, but just, I know.
He does have balls. He has too much balls. That's why all of this is happening.
Yeah, tapos may magsasabi na naman, oh, you guys wouldn't survive the Attitude Era. WCW, WWE, we're doing this week by week. First of all, like, it's a different time, you know, and not every shot is worth taking for. So, TK needs to slow down, I guess. Like, he can still fire shots from time to time. Like, I will give him that. Especially when WWE also does the same. Pero not like Rose said.
They were the ones who started. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Exactly. Like not everything is worth worth your time to answer for. So you know, man. I think TK will also benefit from having a PR team in there. I'm sure he does, but...
No, he does have a PR team.
They hired someone from WWE.
Yeah, they hired someone from WWE. Pala, he doesn't listen. He needs to listen.
Ayan, he needs to listen to his PR guys. Really, because it will benefit the company in the long term if they avoid PR issues such as, you know, such as this.
Yeah, you know, sayang lang because we're coming off of that Adam Copeland promo from a couple of weeks ago where he talks about his love for professional wrestling, how AEW is good for wrestling, how its existence is good for the industry, diba? And it's unfortunate na magkaka-black eye na naman yung brand ng AEW because of the petty shots, you know, being fired back and forth. Na, you know, it's easier said than done. Parang, why can't you just do your work, do your thing, diba? And then be good. Like, if you can't be number one, be the solid number two or the alternative. But, you know, syempre, tao pa rin naman yung mga pinag-uusapan natin, diba? They have their own agency. They will do what they do, whether we like it or not, whether they listen to their PR teams or not. So, it's just really unfortunate na for everyone else who's associated with AEW, they have to also take the hit, you know, in terms of branding because of the stink that comes with the pettiness.
You know, the frustrating part was that today's episode of Dynamite was really good. Like, it was so good. I got Adam Copeland doing Lucha Libre here. So it was that good.
But here we are.
Sayang lang yung controversy. Yeah,
we're talking about something else. It's such a shame.
Yeah. You know, when we could have been talking about Adam Copeland doing good Lucha things. any other thoughts on Tony Khan and all of this brouhaha from AEW side of things?
For sure, we're gonna talk.
We're
gonna talk about this in another time, in a couple of months, in a year.
Yeah,
this thing will never end.
I just want to know when the elders are gonna step in and do something. Because how many elders are there at this point? And wala pa rin sila ginagawa. So, what's happening, y'all? What's happening backstage?
I mean, it's kind of hard when the person leading the charge is the person signing your paychecks.
Yeah, but you know, they are still the wise men, the experienced wise men of the elder statesmen, if you will, of the industry, not just the company. So, kailan sila mag-intervene? Surely after this episode, after today's episode, they probably will. have them do a come to Jesus meeting.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see kung may mangyayaring ganun. We're going to be cutting this episode right here and end it with the Ring of Honor and AEW talk. Yung part 2 ng live stream natin should also be up on your feed in just a bit. There, we'll talk about yung fallout from WrestleMania 40. In the meantime, thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all of the work that they do behind the scenes. Make sure to follow us on social media to keep the conversation going. It is at Wrestling2XPod. Individually, it is at Roeswar, at EML underscore Meister, at Monday Night Rowan, at Chino Supersized, and at underscore Stan C. On behalf of my co-hosts, Ro Moran, Emil Nate, as well as Chino Liao and Rowan ASH, who are not here tonight, my name is Stan C, saying thank you very much for checking out the Wrestling Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay hydrated, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast, out. Later, outcasts.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.